My dearest Tobias, in your last you wished that I was there with you. You stated that you would do passionately unspeakable things to me. I read on, but you never spoke them. I wanted you to know that yes, I wish that too. But unlike you, I will speak the things that I would do to you. If I were with you now, I would gaze into your eyes, warm and loving, so much promise behind them. And I would want to turn that promise into deep desperation. I would step forward, kissing you softly, with the hint of much more in store. Then, my lips a scant breath from yours, I would place a hand on your face, stroking your cheek and threading my fingers into your hair, pulling you forward for another deeper kiss. I would twist my hand into your hair, pulling just enough to make you gasp into my mouth. The kiss deepens yet again as my fingers work their way up under your shirt, feeling your chest and every nuance of your body, soft and perfect. Our kiss would break just for a moment while I remove your shirt, only to resume when it's over your sculpted face. Tossing it aside, I would then move to the buckle of your pants. Our kiss is getting desperate, sloppy even, as I slowly unbutton and tease the hair just under your navel, fingers deftly running just under the elastic. I would break the kiss to suck and lick at your neck, just under your ear. The sounds you're making are, oh, just unearthly, my love. And so very delicious. I shove your pants over your hips and bite down on your collarbone, one hand still firmly in your hair as you step out of the pants. Naked, you stand before me, clutching me and making the most obscene sounds. I wonder if I could get you to make other sounds. You would fear the mere ghost of a wicked smile against your neck before you're shoved backwards, falling onto the bed. Lying on your back, you try to regain your bearings, but fail before I tie your arms and legs to the post of the bed with the soft silk curtains of the canopy. Staring at you, spread and helpless before me, oh, it brings me such hunger. You make eye contact with me, and I see the emotions in your eyes. Love, confusion, need. Never once are you afraid, because you know I will not harm you. Much. Deftly crawling over your sprawled limbs, know exactly every detail of your body. I straddle your chest to stare lovingly into your eyes. You stare back, your pupils dilating. I feel an insistent prod in the small of my back and know you're enjoying this as much as I am. Leaning down to kiss you again, I hear the creak of the wood as you instinctively reach to embrace me, but cannot. Pulling out a length of fabric I stored under the pillow just for this occasion, I tie it securely over your eyes. You protest, but only for a second as I start to suck in at your neck, moving down to your collar and lower. The protest dies on your lips, followed by a groan, a soft beg without words. I will draw those words out, my love. It is only up to you how much I do to make it happen. As my mouth drags over your chest, I stop to scrape teeth gently over your nipple. running my nails down your side and pinching the other, still just teasing. A broken gasp escapes you as I move lower, worshipping every inch of your body and lavishing attention on it. You're so beautiful, an absolute work of art, and I enjoy every nuance of it. The gasping whine turns to a softer whine as my lips press against your hips, the depression near your thigh, and please. I smile wickedly at the whimpered word. Please. Please what? Use your words, silly boy. A soft breath across the sensitive skin of your throbbing cock makes it twitch, rot at the sky as if petitioning the gods for release. They're enjoying your torture as much as I am, dear one, and they will not help you. My tongue comes out, though you can't see it, and barely touches the tip, lapping up the drops of pre-cum that you have dripping down your pulsing cock. You gasp and pull uselessly at your bonds, your stubbornness still apparent. I move back to your inner thighs, away from the heat you need so badly. A frustrated groan emits from you, and oh, it rattles my core, though I will never admit it to you. I avoid the pulsing and twitching near me as I suck gently on the skin of your thigh, moving up to your hips. Your hearing, heightened by your blindness, can barely make out my voice. Use your words, you naughty boy. A broken gasp tears from your lungs, followed by a torrent of begging. Please, please touch me, suck my cock, put a hand to your tongue, take me into your mouth, oh please, I need it so. Satisfied, I acquiesce and swallow you down with one agonizingly slow movement. Crying out, you thrust involuntarily, trying to rush my movements. You know better than that. I won't be rushed. A hand comes out and braces you to the bed, more than the ties are. You can't move at all, and it's frustrating you, isn't it? If I could see your irresistible eyes behind the blindfold, I'm certain tears would be forming. You need this, don't you? You need to come all over me, my hair, my face. You want so badly for me to hollow my cheeks and suck on your hard dick. And you've been such a good boy, haven't you? Such a good boy for me. My tongue drags along the bottom of your cock, suctioning as though I'm attempting to drag it out of you. The hand that's not bracing you comes to stroke your skin, trailing lines of fire along it. You find your voice again through the crying gasps and all but shout, please. I remove my mouth from your shaft and slowly stroke it, gently pressing kisses up and down it to your hips and thighs. You are a good boy, aren't you? I want to make you feel good, silly boy. You just have to use your words. A wail escapes you as I suck the tip again, scraping teeth gently over sensitive skin. I know you're close, and I grip tighter. Stroke faster and faster, whispering soft praise to you. Oh, come for me, baby. I want to hear you as you lose yourself. Let me make you feel good. The scream dies on your lips as you rut against my hand, twitching and thrusting as you spurt. Once, twice, I keep a hand on your oversensitive skin, slowly stroking you until you whimper in an attempt to pull away. Slowly moving back to your face, I kiss you. I taste like you, and under any other circumstance, that would be unsettling. But you return the kiss as your body twists in aftershock.